Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, VA, thanks for that, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes, we'll get back into the Caps with Alan May, Caps analyst on Monumental Sports Network. As the Caps grab a 1-0 series lead against Montreal, I'm sure he did have a late night. So he'll join us coming up at 8:20 and at 9 o'clock. Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com, NFL writer, dialed in on the NFL draft. He will join us at 9. So we wanted to get into the draft just a couple of days away from it starting, and there's a lot of quarterback buzz and news coming out.
And isn't it amazing
from a lot of the pundits
that we aren't in the hunt here?
It's fantastic.
There's all this quarterback buzz. People can't figure out this class. It's not thought of as a super, going into the draft as a super well thought of class. But we're not in the hunt for one.
Nope.
So great.
It's great to be in that neighborhood. So Adam Schefter from ESPN, he tweeted this yesterday. He said, at least one team does not have a first-round grade on any of the quarterbacks in this draft.
Including Cam Ward, who most people think it's will 1-1. Go 1-1.
Yeah.
The GM of another team said there are, quote, no surefire quarterback solutions, end quote. And Cam Ward would be the 7th-rated quarterback in last year's class.
Right. Remember, Valdez, do you have my rankings, my commercial break film studies? I think Cam Ward was like middle of the pack for me, right? I can't remember what I didn't love.
I think he was your fourth.
Who was my highest-rated guy?
Your highest-rated guy Shador. Is Shador at 81.3.
And that's not even a super, super high grade. I did like Shador. I like Tyler Shuck, if I remember correctly.
Quarterback from Louisville.
In context, I think your highest rated quarterback of all time is Sam Howell, 89.4.
Oh, I love this. I love me some Sam
You're
Howell.
You're a howler.
Who else is up there?
Your second highest is CJ Stroud at 85.9.
Ooh.
Your third highest is Anthony Richardson, 84.1.
Ooh, that's a big miss.
Man, that's
you know why? That's just the athleticism just jumped out.
Yeah.
At me.
Where did he have Jaden?
I don't know.
We didn't do him last year, remember? Because, we took it away from Eric.
They were pitching because I had Sam Howell so highly.
Is that what it was? You're put on probation?
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned Shador Sanders. I brought up Jonathan Jones' mock from CBSSports.com. His last mock, I'm guessing, before the draft starts. Shador Sanders falls out of the first round, only one quarterback taken on day one. And Jonathan Jones, for those that don't remember, he nailed the Penix to Atlanta Like, he predicted that before it happened last year in the draft.
Oh, so what's Jonathan Jones's deal? He's just a national writer?
Yes, he's just a CBSSports.com.
CBS Sports national writer?
NFL writer.
He must have a connection with somebody with the Falcons.
I would guess, because how do you just pull out of thin air that the Falcons are going to draft Michael Penix at 8 unless you have some sort of skinny? Somebody giving you some details.
But let's just get back to the original point, though, that there's at least one team that doesn't think any of these guys are first-round picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's one. It's one out of 32.
It's probably a
team. The other 31 could probably have a
My guess is that's a team that doesn't need a quarterback. Right?
No idea.
The GM that thinks that.
Could be.
It's probably one's kind of dispassionately looking at it from afar. If you need a quarterback, I mean, could it be a Dable? Do you think a Dable thinks that?
Like, he just wants it out there so that when they don't pick a quarterback at 3, he can say, well, there's nobody worthy of picking at 3.
Right.
Not even Cam Ward.
Right. I think my guess
would be that if Cam Ward somehow slipped to 3, the Giants would run the card up and pick him at 3.
I guess I can't remember what my criticism of him was. I think it was he not super accurate? I think that was part of it, maybe. I think that was part of it. God, I wish I had my Cam Ward evaluation.
But see, then you have desperate teams out there that are going to take a quarterback higher than you think. I mean, maybe it's Tennessee at 1-1. Maybe it's the Saints. Who knows? Maybe it's the Steelers. They don't have a plan. Or maybe they have a plan. They're just not talking about it. You know, the Giants went out and signed a couple vets, but that's not their future.
I find it hard to believe that Shure Sanders is going to fall out of the first round. He made too many big plays in college, I think.
See, that's where it's a perfect spot for Adam Peters and company at 29. Like, if a team that's picking at the top wants to get back into the first round before another team maybe pick Sanders high second round, 29 seems to be a pretty advantageous spot. If somebody wants to get into that late first round,
I'll literally be stunned if Shador goes in the second round. Jalen Milrow, I don't know. Will Howard.
I saw some
people like him. He played so bad in that Michigan game, I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, he was really bad. But he won a national championship.
Like I feel like it's a dicey move for Milrow to be in the green room during round one.
I agree.
Don't you? Unless he's got assurances from a team that's picking late, like, hey, if you're there at 27 or 28, I'm just throwing a number out there. Like, we're going to take you.
I think that's changed the last few years. I think players go knowing that they could go on either night. And there's no shame in being around for the second night anymore.
Okay.
Because they'll bring in guys for that night.
I mean, it's good for Q rating. I don't know. Maybe get some endorsements or something. Who knows?
Now, also in this draft on CBSSports.com.
It's just rare that there's only one quarterback taken in the first round.
Well, right.
I mean, it happened with Pickett that year.
Here's what gives some credence to whoever Jones is talking to that says he has none of these quarterbacks rated in the first round. PFF has Cam Ward as the number one quarterback, but they have him in their overall board ranked 20th.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that far from like 33.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if a team is... Look, the Titans are desperate.
Yeah.
They need who they feel is a guy that can turn around the fortunes of that franchise immediately. So they just feel like they can't wait. They can't wait any longer. So they have to take the best in a bad quarterback class. And that appears to be Cam Ward at 1.
I wonder if the Titans, if they did not take Ward at 1-1, which I think they will, but if they didn't take him, I wonder how quickly he would go after that. You know, I wonder if the Browns would take him at 2.
Right.
Or the Giants at 3.
Depends on how they've scouted and graded him.
We just don't know.
Yeah. So also in this draft, they have the guy that you're looking for, EB, late at 29, going 27 to the Ravens, Donovan Ezeraku.
Yeah.
The edge player out of Boston College.
I just love that production in his last year, but it's so weird that the year before that he had like 2 sacks.
Yeah. Here's the write-up on him. It says, here's a guy who shot up boards because of how well he's handled the entire pre-draft process. The ACC Defensive Player of the Year could deliver similar sack production in Baltimore in a way that's desperately needed there. So that's at 27. Now at 29, he has the Commanders trading out of the pick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has them
with
Tennessee.
So they would get Cam Ward at one, and Tennessee in this mock is trading back into the late first round to get an electric wide receiver to pair with Cam Ward. Luther Burden III out of Mizzou is the pick for the Titans at 29.
A couple people have mentioned Burden, though, to Washington.
Yep.
If they love him, we know we had him out at Topgolf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It says here, Washington scoots back just to 35 to let the Titans come up and get the receiver. Tennessee gets Cam Ward a slot target with great run after the catch ability, whose talent is that of a player getting picked in the teens.
Do they have?
That'd be interesting if Commanders had two picks in the second round.
Right.
You know, do they have Ibuka going before Burden?
Let me see. Ibuka they have going last pick in the first round.
Oh, so they would have
going to the Raiders in a mock trade with the Eagles.
So in that in that scenario, if Washington has a shot at either one of those receivers, I could see them maybe just saying there's some thought that just add to the offense. You know the defense is your weak link, but just add to your offense
right.
to improve your defense.
Add another weapon.
Just score more points.
Yeah. I love that scenario.
And
Joe, I mean, can you imagine if they had T-Mac and then they had Debo and then they had a stud rookie and McCaffrey would kind of be on the outside looking in?
I do think that they like McCaffrey.
I think they do.
But
they might like a Burden or a Golden better or an Ibuka better.
Because you say what you want about Diami, didn't do a ton, but he kind of had a breakout towards the end of the season. And he did give you some big play potential. He kind of did. And that's why he got rewarded with a $10 million deal.
This is a wild card, but you also have to get more out of Ben Sinnott in year two. Did he have five catches as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, he was a second-round pick.
He had five catches.
I think it was just because Zach Ertz just ended up being such a beast.
Understood. But at some point, you got to start passing that baton from Ertz to Sinnott. And I think year two, you have to see a big uptick.
Year two will be very telling. Because if he doesn't jump, you know, at least get like 30 to 40 catches.
Oh, that's an aggressive jump. I like it. If he goes from 5 to 40, I'm a big fan of that sort of
I say 30
production.
To 40, but you know what I mean? He has to be a bigger part of the offense if they plan
he's
gotta
earn the targets.
If they plan on building around
and
him.
And he has to take targets away from like Debo and Zach Ertz. Like it's going to be tough.
Right.
It's not going to be easy for him to do that, so hopefully he's able to do it in year two and beyond.
I know, in terms of like titillating and like what would get you the most blood flow, it's probably drafting a receiver, right?
A receiver or potentially a running back.
You know, the name that people are throwing around is Trevion Henderson from Ohio State.
We had John Keim on yesterday. He's had multiple visits. He reported that. He's had multiple visits with the Commanders.
Now, the point that some
we had Daniel Kelly on, the former Jet scout. He loves him.
The point that some people are saying, though, I heard Keim and some of his colleagues talk about it on his pod, is that with a running back in the first round, with the way that teams cycle through them,
mm-hmm.
you're not really getting that benefit of that fifth year. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If you take one in the first round, you know, 5 years from now, you're going to just probably throw them away anyway.
And the value, like the
so
value,
why get one? Why take one?
Or like, why take one in the first? Like, and this is a super deep running back class. Like, Peters is probably looking at it like, well, I can get a running back in the fourth round. Third round.
Don't take a position that you're probably just going to churn through.
Right.
When part of the benefit is of having that first round guy is that you have that fifth year option.
Yeah.
Unless it's a must have, unless it's a guy who's just a stud.
An absolute
stud that they have to have is going to be an every down back.
But they
probably won't do that.
Going back up to the top of this mock on CBSSports.com, I don't think I've seen a mock in the last 2 weeks that doesn't have the Raiders taking Ashton Jeanty at number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Like every mock I've seen has that dude going to Pete Carroll and playing for the Raiders.
Right. So it's probably going to happen.
I mean, I just don't know why. Like, if you're the Jaguars sitting at 5, one pick before the Raiders, why wouldn't you pick him there?
But I want to
them picking a defensive lineman out of Michigan.
I want to go back to the Commanders as we're getting closer here. So obviously, if you asked anybody that covers the team, everyone's going to say, by and large, edge rusher and corner are the two primary needs in a vacuum, sort of just on paper.
Yeah.
Right. But that doesn't necessarily move your pencil as much, right? Receiver would be the most titillating. Running back, what would be the least titillating pick?
Oh, I know that instantly. Interior lineman.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
like if they pick a guard or a center.
They'd be unlikely to do that in the first round.
I agree, but...
But even if they picked a tackle, which would be helpful. It might be smart IQ-wise, but it would not be... It would not be titillating.
No.
At this point.
I'm kind of titillated by a pass rusher. If you
I would put edge rusher over RB.
As far as being
excited.
Excited.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I mean, unless you got Genty, but you know, there's no chance you're getting Genty.
You're
probably not getting Hampton.
You don't think Henderson would be somebody to be excited about?
No, because I mean he's a bullet. I mean, he can run, but he's not an every down back.
But he's a big play waiting to happen.
He's a big play guy. Yeah. I just don't think that it would draft him at 29.
I don't know. Maybe
if they moved back into the second round, had two picks, and he's their second round pick. I could see that.
I'm sorry if they take a tackle, even though he's like a pass rushing tackle, that would be annoying. If they took an offensive lineman, it would not be sexy. I would not be super excited. I need them to take a receiver, an edge rusher. Probably a corner to be excited.
To be excited, yeah.
To be excited.
You just have to put your trust in Peters.
I trust him. I'm just saying what would get me excited.
Here's a position that never causes any sort of movement. Safety. It's hard for me to get pumped up for a safety. I'm sorry. I guess if you draft like the next Sean Taylor, like that could be exciting. But
for sure.
The kid from South Carolina, everyone's...
Okay.
Athletic freak. Everyone's
where do they say he's
him.
Going? Where's
end
he projected?
Late first. Yeah, late
so he'd be
first
right there.
Second. Yeah.
He'd be right there. That might be a possibility. Yeah,
this mock has him going round one, pick 24.
All right. So, you're in that mix.
Yeah, but sorry. Safety just doesn't move this needle.
I think we all agree.
He's that athletic freak.
If they decided to say, you know what? Screw edge rusher. Mm-hmm. Screw corner. We're drafting the best receiver that it's on our board.
You know, that works for me.
That I think this fan base would be pumped.
Of course.
I don't think there would be any complaints.
Yeah, because you'd have Terry on the outside. You have a young stud flanking him on the other side and Debo in the slot and in the backfield.
Yeah.
Right.
Love it. I would agree.
I think the fan base would go nuts.
No matter who Adam picks, they're not going to complain.
I'm trying to say, I would complain a little bit if we drafted an offensive lineman. I would be a little bit disappointed if we drafted
Everyone's gonna be the meme where they have the frowny face, then they have the mask of the happy face.
Right.
If they take a lineman, and then they're just gonna say, "Let Adam cook."
Right. Well, I'm gonna let him cook, but I will be not as excited.
Yeah, but we're gonna analyze.
But
what
he's cooking. At some point you would be though, because maybe they take that player in that second round.
Right.
All right, don't forget, we'll talk more NFL draft a bit later in the show. Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com, he'll join the Junks coming up at 9 a.m.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to our friend and station mate, Grant Paulson. He got a really good picture of Nats pitchers Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore with their wags right on the glass down at Game 1 at Capital One Arena.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Nats out in the wild supporting the Caps.
Yeah, it was an off night for him.
So very cool.
Gore is balling so far, right? He's had at least two outstanding outings, right?
Irvin's last outing was really good,
Jake Irvin struggled in his first two, but his last two, or maybe three, have been great. And then Gore's really only had one bad outing.
Yeah. Can we project out? Let's hope that the rain doesn't come on Saturday, but my luck probably will. Can we project out who the pitchers will be when Vinny, Joe, and I go?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Does ESPN have that far in advance?
I'll tell you right now. So that's a Saturday game, correct?
Right.
4:05 start.
Is it a 4? That's a perfect start.
Yeah. The projected starters for that game
start drinking at noon
on Saturday are, well, it's for They don't have one for the Nats, but they got Clay Holmes for the Mets.
Hey, EB, I hope you got us those fancy Terror Club tickets.
Well, who do they have leading up to it? You can kind of do the math, can't you?
Let's see. Parker goes today.
I would love to see Gore again.
Hold on.
Gore goes at the
Gore goes
the third
Thursday.
Game.
Friday would be Irvin. It might be. See, they got Williams going Wednesday. Parker, Williams, Gore, Irvin. And then who would fifth? Who am I missing?
Oh, is it Lord?
Oh, you know what?
Lord
it's Brad start? Lord. It might be Brad Lord.
That's all right. He's a prospect that they like, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's the guy that called up because Soroka got hurt, but it might be him. I'm not sure why they have it empty.
But I think it's so weird. Like, we're supposed to have, like, perfect weather all week. By the way, it's officially here. I think we're going to hit, like, 80s. Like, it's here, baby. Mm-hmm. Spring is here. All that BS, all the winter stuff's behind us. But it's supposed to be like a gorgeous week, but then it's supposed to rain on Saturday. The one day I got my tickets like
they're calling for rain Friday night and Saturday. I'm not sure how much on Saturday. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be an all-day thing or just some spotty showers.
That'll ruin the bullpen experience.
It will. It will.
If it's raining.
Well, you know what? Just pay attention. Watch Doug Kammerer.
Well, what am I going to do?
All weekend.
Still going to go.
Of course you are.
We'll just go hang out in the what do they call it now? The Terra Club?
Is that I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
So this past weekend, I was in another convention center. I was in the one in Philly.
You've been there before, right?
A million times.
Yeah.
And I've stayed
How much bigger is that convention center than the D.C. convention center? Or is it about the same?
D.C.'s is pretty big.
D.C. is big. I just figure Philly's bigger.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. They're kind of similar
city.
To me. It doesn't seem like it's particularly different. Like Kansas City's is smaller, you know what I mean? Like Raleigh's
smaller cities.
Yeah, but we stayed at the Cambria Hotel in Philly. We stayed in a million of them, and this is every time you go, it's just like whatever deal you get. And this one required about a half mile walk to get to the convention center every day, and one of the days, I stopped at a Starbucks and I wanted to get some coffee to start my day.
Yep.
Do you know how much I paid for? I'm not a huge Starbucks guy.
Okay.
You know, normally I just get just black coffee and I put a little stevia in it.
Sure.
That's what I'm trying to do for the last 6 months. Okay. And it's not, I don't like it. I just drink it because I need to stay awake for this stupid show. but then if I don't drink coffee on the weekends, I get a headache. So I got to have my coffee.
It's because you're addicted to caffeine.
You're addicted to the caffeine.
Yeah,
right?
I am too.
So I said, I'll treat myself because I'm sitting in a convention center all day. I'll go to Starbucks. I'll get whatever I know. I don't even know how to order it. I just say medium peppermint mocha.
That would be a grande.
Grande.
Peppermint
but
mocha.
But I don't know. What are the
different? Because your tall is your small.
Right.
Grande is your medium.
Right.
Venti is your large. They also have an extra large, which I've never ordered. I don't know the proper
By the way,
term
do you believe
it.
Those reels where they show a small, a medium, and a large, and they pour those things, and they're all the same amount of coffee. Have you seen those before?
No, I don't.
But they have a small cup, a medium cup, and then a large cup, and the large cup's taller, but it's skinnier. The medium cup is taller, but it's a little skinnier.
And then you have your small cup,
and it just pours the same freaking 12 ounces.
If I believe that. I think you might be.
We've all seen those before.
I've never seen those. I think you might
You've
be
never
getting,
seen that?
I think you might be getting scammed by the reels.
Well, I think it's a very popular video that goes
so
around.
What you're telling me is if I go and order a tall at Starbucks, they're going to pour it into the venti cup, which is the 20-ounce cup, and it's going to be 12 ounces of coffee?
It's going to be the same. That's the video that's gone viral many times.
I don't understand
what's
happening.
Small and medium. You've never seen that? I'm the only guy that's seen this?
I think you're getting duped.
Okay, whatever. That's not the point.
Okay.
The point is,
I
did my medium peppermint mocha, which to me is not an exotic coffee. That's a normal, like to me, that's like, what, right? It's not like I have some long list. It was $7.50.
I mean, that sounds exorbitant, but.
If I was a Starbucks addict.
I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Are they paying?
You're spending $50, $60 bucks a week.
Are they paying $7.50 a day?
Yes.
For their coffee?
I bet you many people are doing that.
How do you sustain that habit?
That
drains your bank account.
And how much is cigarettes?
Because people are addicted to it.
Oh, cigarettes are
for people that are addicted. How much is a pack?
At least 10. Now, if you're getting premium.
How much is an average of
$10? $10. Now, you can get numbers. You can get like a pack of American Spirits for like $7.50, $8 maybe. Mike Marr, you can.
Those blickies burn slow. Spirits.
Oh, by the way, Mike Marr.
Is that good? That's good then.
We need to know.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to give you a drum roll, Mike Marr. Now, you did make it through Lent season and Easter season with no Zins. Did you break your Zin fast on Sunday, on Easter Sunday?
Wait for the drum roll. I did not.
Oh, you're out.
I'm out on Zin. I'm done with Zin.
Look at you.
Never going back to it, unless this weekend, possibly. But
why would you do it this weekend?
Well, you know, NFL draft, the Commanders make some good moves on Friday.
Why don't you just pour yourself a drink?
I probably double
dip
there.
He's going to do that, too.
So if Adam Peters fleeces a team and moves back and gets a bunch of extra picks, then the Zins go in?
Yep, because I have a fresh tin upstairs in my room. So I'm just waiting to crack the seal.
Oh, well,
you did it. You broke the habit. You got out of it. So don't go back in. Yeah, how much is a pack of Zins every time you buy them?
It's like $6. It's going to be a celebratory thing. It's not going to be, you know, coming into work, leaving work, leaving the gym.
Won't be a habit thing. It's just like a one-off.
Exactly. But I proved to myself I could do it. So.
A Zin-off.
Yeah, I think that's pretty impressive, by the
way. Thank
you. That is.
Appreciate that, man.
Pretty impressive.
I mean, you had a crippling addiction to Zins, and you broke it.
Snapped the habit.
Are you a Starbucks guy?
Not at all.
But none of us here are Starbucks guys.
Hell no.
None of us are. I mean, Drab, you're not, right? You don't do that. You don't go there.
No, but I'll buy my wife the Starbucks.
What is her order? She always get the same exact thing?
It's like $7, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it?
Vanilla skinny latte.
Vanilla skinny latte is like $7.50 or something.
Like $6.50, $7, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Well, I feel like it's worth $5.
$4 or $5.
I feel like it's $5. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
It should be $5.
Well, it was.
10 years ago, it probably was.
Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. I don't know. I think I'm out on it. How much doesn't even taste that good.
EB, how much do you tip the barista?
Zero. I don't tip anybody
before I asked.
I tip nobody where it says add a tip.
It's a life leak for me.
I do. No tip.
I tip like on takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't tip the full like 15 or 20%. I nub them a little bit, like 10%, but still, like.
So if you go to the Big Greek Cafe over and only before you head out to Norbeck,
they don't ask for a tip. That's one of the few places that does. They just
okay. Let's just say it was a place like. Yeah, let's say you just go any place, a Subway, and you ordered your sub, your 6-inch sub,
right.
And you go and it says add tip. I always put no tip.
I have cutoffs. I feel like Subway is a non-tipping spot. But like if I go
on the debit,
if I go to get Italian food, Italian takeout, I'll generally get like it's $60. I'll give them $5 or $6.
Yeah, that's standard. That's standard. If you're going to an actual restaurant, like right. server,
if I go to Cava,
even if it's takeout,
if I go to Cava, I walk through the line, I say, put that in. Yeah. I'm not tipping the guy. I'm sorry.
It's empowering to say no.
I say no.
I love it.
Just say no.
No tip.
I make a big deal of it. I say no.
No.
Just so they hear you.
All the time. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You know what else I do know? Do you want to round this up for the, I don't know, cancer
I
or
fall
something.
Prey to that, too.
No.
I do that.
No.
I get sized when they ask me, do you want to round up?
Do you want to save kids? No.
Now, if it's like 99 cents, I'll almost always hit no.
Because I don't even think the money goes there.
If it's 2 or 3 cents,
I think it's a scam. I don't even think the money goes to whatever they say. How do you know?
You have no idea.
Yeah,
to starving kids.
I don't know where that money's going.
I think everything's a scam.
Of course, but you have no idea.
True.
What if it's 18 cents? You don't want to give 18 cents to possible charity?
It's on my credit card.
I'll generally do that.
No.
Jason, I'm with you.
I'll go round up. No.
I'll go from like 58, 79 up to 59.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever.
No.
Is 20 cents going to break me?
I'm with Drabby.
Seriously?
No, I say no.
It's filling in what the grocery store is already donating. They're just making their money back.
Yeah.
It's a big scam.
I think it's
a scam. They tell you, oh, we donated $1 million this year.
Yeah.
Well, if they get $2 million in roundups, they keep the other million.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, I got rid of all my $2 bills at Capital One Arena last night. A couple to the bartender in the suite, a couple to the valet underneath the building.
Now,
$2 bills.
I've been tipping the guy at Homewood the $2 bills. He just laughs when I give
him
$2.
He just laughs.
I think he thinks it's fake.
It's funny currency.
I said, no, dude, it's legit.
What do you tip when you go to a hotel bar? And you get your old fashioned, and it's $17.
That should be a $2 or $3 tip.
I do $3.
I think that's solid.
Hey, just give them the $20.
If it's a $6 or $7 beer,
it's always credit card for me.
Right.
$6 or $7 beer, dollar, maybe two, maybe. Yeah.
I feel like if you ordered a, it should be probably But it used to be the standard was $1 per drink. So if you ordered five beers for people, you give them $5.
Sure.
But now I feel like it's too cheap. Now I feel like you got to give
a
maybe
chintzy.
You got to give a little bit more, maybe $7 or $8.
See, that's why I always keep cash.
You're the king of keeping
because
cash.
Because people love the cash tips. And I don't want to tip on my credit card or my debit. I tip in cash.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of drinks, JP definitely ricked everyone yesterday.
Why?
When Surfside came and they brought all these cases.
Yeah. Did he take a bunch of them?
JP doesn't even drink. And he took all the good flavors home.
Oh, he did?
He took three cases home of...
He took
of
the lemonades.
Hold like, on, he took three he cases? Took,
yes, and left all the green teas. No offense.
But hold on, that was Val. Didn't you love the green tea ones?
I do love the green tea ones, but I like having the lemonades as well.
You know what because that tells me? He must be having like a soiree or a get-together.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
People are just coming over and just pounding the surf.
Or taking them to the beach. Did he, the strawberry lemonade? He took all those?
Yeah, all
he
of them.
He took all the fruity ones.
So hold on. Surfside brought three cases of the lemon, or no, six total cases of the lemonade, six total cases of green tea, and six total cases of the variety.
I was very respectful. Right. I took one pack of the green teas and one pack of like the iced teas and lemonades.
And then I might have taken, it might have been me. No. We saw JP do it, and I saw you leave with a stack over your head outside the door.
Yeah, I took four boxes or whatever cases.
I know. I saw you take four, but I don't know if you took all of the lemonade.
I just took
one. But that's like kind of like one pallet box.
Yeah, it was one pallet box. Yeah.
No. But he took all every
JP took three of them.
He took all three of the lemonade. Boxes?
I mean, did he need
three big boxes?
He took.
He's
three
probably
cases.
Bringing them down to South Carolina with him.
But he muttered to himself out loud. I already have a bunch left over.
Oh, he's hoarding.
And then he still took the big
surfsides.
Because he would have shared.
It's the host's endorsement. Yeah. Like
no, but he would. You would say, "Hey, dude, I like some of those." You should have said,
"How much was left over?"
But he's clearly hoarding them.
A lot of there's nothing against Surfside's amazing.
You don't like the iced tea flavor?
Green tea.
Oh, green tea.
It's for women.
I like the green tea. I think the lemonades sometimes it can be a little too sweet for me. But other people love it.
Yeah, see, I'm a sugar addict.
I like the green
strawberry
tea.
Lemonade to me is fire. Absolute fire.
But I wanted to
try the green tea.
I have a bunch of people that swear by the lemonade.
Yeah.
And when I see people for golf or have people over, I want to have some of the lemonades available.
Did JP need a dolly to get all the Surfside out of here? Like, how did he get it all down to his car?
He walked it down there and he decided to take that and not his wallet.
No, he took.
He's carrying so much Surfside, he didn't have room for his wallet.
Three of the lemonades. He didn't take one of each or one green tea, two lemonades. And lemonade is the most.
Do you think he did it on purpose or he's just stupid and he just picked?
He's selfish. He's selfish.
He's got to impress
Cokie or.
Yeah, but are you sure that he did it on purpose?
Maybe Cokie likes the lemonades.
But are you sure he didn't?
Yes, because he was picking through it. He
was
green
organizing
tea.
It.
If he was a big drinker like Bickle, I wouldn't think twice of it. The guy doesn't hardly drink, but he took all the big sillies.
Very suspicious behavior. Yeah. I mean, I walked in, I saw the dolly that was filled to the brim with Surfsides yesterday. All that was left were, I believe, two cardboard cases and some shrink wrap.
No, there's some
zero Surfsides.
No, Drab's office has all the other ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, well, so you have some.
I hope you like green tea, Bickle.
I've never tried it. I mean, green tea is
my favorite. It's my favorite.
Huh?
It's my favorite.
Hey, you can have Surfside and pour some olive oil like on top of it, like you're making like a Boilermaker back in the day. Do people make do those anymore? No chance.
Never heard of it.
Shot of whiskey and followed by a beer?
This is a massive golf weekend, and I was all but sized to be the hero at Hidden Creek and have all these... strawberry lemonade, Surfsides.
Strawberry lemonade's so good.
I know. It's the number one seed for most people.
Nothing. JP absconded with all of it.
JP's double fisting them.
He doesn't even drink.
I know. He made sure to say that when he took all three.
It doesn't make any sense.
He must be having a party.
His wife doesn't drink that much
either. What is he doing this week? I didn't even know he's off.
He's going to Myrtle.
Myrtle.
Oh, so he's bringing it to the beach.
He's going to Myrtle.
That's what he's
doing.
You
know what?
He's probably bringing it to the beach.
He should drink 10. He should drink them responsibly, but he should drink 10 of them before he's dragged to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
Is he in North Myrtle or is he at Arctic South?
No, he's in the heart of it.
Oh, yeah. That's where I stayed. Seriously?
He's going to hate it. He's going to hate
it. It's trifling. If you're not in North Myrtle, believe me, I did it wrong. I didn't know the deal. That South Myrtle or whatever is just, It ain't worth the drive. No. It's just a long ass drive for like a way worse than Ocean City.
Way worse?
I feel like it.
Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.
Got to give a shout-out real quick to our good friends at Crop Metcalf. You know, they're one of the big sponsors of the show, of the station, and they're awesome at what they do. And they send their guy Nick out to my house.
Yeah.
He came a few weeks ago to replace a toilet. Yesterday, he came out and replaced a hose bib on my front porch. It was broken, it was cracked.
Okay.
Replaced that, fixed it. He's awesome. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Crop. You guys are awesome.
I'm glad you brought them up because I have a dishwasher issue. Dishwasher's leaking.
Yep. That's a plumbing now, issue.
Inoperable.
I would think that they could take care of that.
I think I'm going to have to call Crop.
Just text your man, Ben.
You know, speaking of.
I will. I'll bother him. On another vacation, I bothered him when he was in Ireland.
I've bothered him before.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. I don't know.
How would I know?
I've definitely bothered him when he's been on a beach somewhere or some.
I felt bad.
Yeah. I felt bad.
He's the best. But ask for Nick to come over. That guy's he's a good dude and he's awesome. Man,
I'm gonna go bust though. I need a new freezer, and my dishwasher's broken.
I did all that.
I mean, what's next?
I just replaced.
What's gonna happen next?
My dishwasher and my washing machine. And my fridge, I'm just band-aiding.
I was just dumb enough to think that Home Depot would have like a replacement seal because I was dumb and looked on YouTube on how to fix the problem, thinking I could do it myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'll drive to Home Depot and they'll have a replacement part. Zero replacement parts for dishwashers. The guy kind of looked at me like he put his eyebrow up like, are you serious? You drove here for this part? No chance it's here. So and then I just drove home with a Coke Zero instead.
Here's my dilemma. I still need my crooked shutter fixed.
That's a problem.
And I would like to get it fixed this week. I would like to get it before my guys come this weekend and see my house. We get joned on for my crooked shutter.
Hey, EB, what's up with that shutter? It's definitely off kilter.
You need like a handyman?
I need a guy with a ladder.
You need a handyman.
I need a guy with a ladder to come in and just replace the screws and just hang the shutter.
Didn't you talk about that a couple weeks ago?
I know, and nobody really took me seriously.
So no one reached out?
I need it.
Can a handyman call or?
I need somebody, like, I asked Mo. Mo hangs everything. I was like, Mo, can you do it? He's like, yeah, but I don't have, he's like, I could totally do it, but I don't have a truck that carries a ladder.
Oh, okay. Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't have the ladder.
You don't have a ladder?
Not one to hang a shutter. He's got like an 8-footer.
Yeah, I got like a regular ladder.
He's got a Georgie Murison ladder.
But I don't have like a construction ladder that you lean up against the house.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And even if I did, there's no chance I would do it or let a loved one, frankly, do it.
Could you hang outside the window while D holds your legs?
Yes, but the problem is...
Holds his legs.
Yes, that's what we actually tried to do that. And I was like, let's just shove it over. The screws are broken. So it just needs to be a repair. It's a repair job.
Right.
It just needs a guy that has balls, that knows how to do stuff.
Yeah.
It'd probably take him 20
minutes.
There's
probably 100 handymen. It has a
proper drill that knows the right kind of screws.
You know somebody that's handy.
Handyman's
like a person that knows how to do stuff.
Yeah, we are not those guys.
Yeah.
I know people like the Joan. We're not those guys.
Can you go on the roof and do it? Go out the window.
You think he's going on the roof?
I don't know what I'm saying. No. I wouldn't let my worst enemy on the roof. I mean, it's just certain death. It's just too high.
Meanwhile, I see guys roofing in my neighborhood.
I know, and they're not attached.
They slam the ladder up against the house, and then they'll throw something over their shoulder and just go right up the ladder like it's nothing.
Yeah.
They couldn't care less. I'd be so terrified, hands on the ladder.
I just need a hillbilly. There's got to be a
call Cowboy Todd. Cowboy Todd would do it. 100%.
You think Cowboy could do it? Does he know how to fix stuff? I mean, honestly.
He knows how to kill things.
Sure he does. It doesn't. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't sound hard at all.
Yeah, I agree. But if it was on the first floor, I would try.
I would literally just go out your window, hang out, put my butt on the ledge,
hanging around.
Or if it's on the roof, you could walk on the roof and just.
I don't think you could do it from the roof. I think it would be too high. I don't even think that's a thing. I think you need a ladder, and you need to probably know how to drill into I have a brick home. You have to know how to drill into a brick and know what kind of screws, and you know what I mean, and just attach the stupid shutter.
You just need a handyman to call right now.
That has a ladder.
Of course, the handyman. Yeah, they always have ladders. I
mean, there's not a handyman alive that doesn't have a 15 or 20 foot ladder.
But Mo brought up a great point. You got to have the right truck, because
I mean, most handymen have trucks.
But you got to have the right attachment to drive around with a freaking ladder.
They'll have it.
They've got it covered. They got those on lockdown.
All right, hold on. This guy Ray says he wants to fix my show.
You think handymen are driving Priuses?
Right.
Well, Mo's
they're
a
not driving Kias.
Mo's a handyman. He said he doesn't have it.
Mo's more of a mounter. Yeah. He's a specialist.
He's more of
What does he need a 20-foot ladder for?
He doesn't. Yeah.
Unless you're hanging a TV on a 20-foot ceiling or
stand. He's like electronic handyman.
You need a Home Depot, a real ladder. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's like a radio host having headphones. A 20-foot ladder standard for a handyman.
Yeah, these guys have so many
of
them.
You got to have the right thing on your truck to drive it around.
They
got it.
Let's go to Ray. Ray, what's up?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, Ray?
Hey, man.
When you need it done, man, I'll come out there and take care of it for you, so that way your boys don't joke on you for having a crooked shutter.
Come out today.
What are you doing this evening?
Yeah, what's your schedule look like?
What's your schedule? Where are you doing today?
Where do you live?
Well, I'm actually headed to another job site.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to a job site in Falls Church, but...
That's not good.
You let me know.
What about Thursday?
Done.
Really?
Dunsky.
How much you charge to fix a shutter? What is it?
Looking at it, I mean, probably $100.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Sign me up.
All right. What are your credentials?
Yeah, your bona fides. Where you trained?
Legit hillbilly?
Well, not a hillbilly, but we are qualified to do everything.
Are you licensed and bonded?
I don't need a license. I just need you to have the courage to get on the ladder and then know how to reattach. Here's what I'll do. I'll shout you out on my Twitter. Okay?
All right, there you go.
I'll shout you out on my Twitter.
Let me get some, maybe offline or whatever. Give me the info of where I need to go.
Stay on hold.
If you can come by today, I'll be home today around 6 p.m., you could do it today, or if you want to do it on Thursday. What do you think?
Thursday would be good.
Thursday's better?
Thursday's better.
Thursday after the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's kind of...
Yes, sir.
You're hurting my golf, but okay. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Hard knock life.
All right, there you go.
All right, Ray, stay on hold, okay? All right, okay. I can rely on you? All right, can you get his information, please, Drab? I'm going to have him come by Thursday.
Hey, it's Vinny and Joe. We're altering our travel plans. We're going to be there Wednesday before Ray the contractor shows up with his 40-foot ladder.
I mean, it just looks so—it's so embarrassing. It's like dangling sideways. Shutter.
It looks like a haunted house.
You know what Dina actually said that we should possibly do? Just get rid of all the shutters. That we never have to deal with that.
Shutterless. Okay.
But do you need shutters? It's just
not really.
Why do you even have them?
Decorative.
They don't do anything.
No, they're called decorations.
Yeah. And it's a cheap shutter. It's like a vinyl plastic. That's it. Stupid.
You won't rip them all off the front of your house.
I mean, you don't even need them.
I think you should do it. Give it a run. All right, coming up later on the show, in about 25 minutes, actually, Alan May, Caps analyst on Monumental
and then
Sports
who are we having
Network.
At nine?
Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. He's an NFL draft expert, and he will join us. We're just a few days away from the NFL draft.
Let's see who he's got mocked for my boys.
Sure, he's coming up at 9 a.m. We'll be right back.